Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you are having an amazing day today. We are back for another episode in our Consistency 365 series, because we all know that consistency is what is required for us to make progress toward our goals. And at the same time, it feels like every day serves up something that we could use to justify inconsistency, to justify not being consistent.
how do we get better in those moments that feel so easy to use as an excuse? How do we overcome that tendency to say, well, I'll start tomorrow. I'm too tired. It's been a bad day. This one thing won't matter. And today I wanted to share with you a moment that I had at a time of day that is my highest risk time for decisions that aren't aligned with who and how I want to be. The time of day when I am most likely to negotiate for inconsistency. And for me, that's in the evenings. Could be dinner time, could be just after dinner time. Oftentimes in this season of my life, it's after Roman has gone to bed and I was packing. It was probably 9:30 at night. I am not at my best at 9:30 at night. I am a morning person. And I think for a lot of people, when you are tired, that is when you are at highest risk. So this is what I consider the highest opportunity time, to get reps in for the person I want to be, to get repetitions in for the me I want to be. So I was up and I was packing. Specifically, I was packing plane snacks for Roman, airplane snacks, you know, to keep him distracted and from running around or screaming and throwing tantrums. And they were things that he hasn't seen before, things that I don't normally keep around because I wanted them to be effective in getting his attention. And as I put them in little baggies, I was putting whatever was left in the pantry. And I absolutely had the thought of like, that looks good. No big deal. I haven't eaten in a while. I'm a little bit hungry. What's one bite? I'm not going to move the needle one way or another. In short, I wanted it. Specifically, it was animal crackers. Like, not anything I would go out of my way and say, oh, I really want animal crackers. But they're also something that I don't keep in the house. I only purchased them for this flight. And it was completely a impulsive thought, a reactive thought, reacting to what was in front of me, not true longing for, man, I've been thinking about animal crackers for weeks and they're so worth it. Not that at all. So I'm tired, I'm stressed, I really need to go to bed, and I'm thinking about having the animal crackers. And I just ask myself, what if I didn't have this thought? Like, what if I just gave it up? What if I just turned my attention to something else and I didn't keep fueling this thought with my attention? Just like we can starve a fire of oxygen, and if you have a kitchen fire, that's really what you want to do. You want to smother it. You want to remove the oxygen from it. Well, the oxygen that keeps our thoughts alive is our attention. So what if I just starve it, snuff it out completely by removing the only thing that keeps it alive, and that is my attention? What if I just pretended this thought just doesn't, it's not here. No attention, no time, no energy, no consideration. It's just gone. Now, that's not a magic wand, right? It's not a magic wand because you might be thinking, well, I tried that and I was still thinking about the animal crackers. You are the thinker. You are not the thought. You get to decide where you allow your attention to rest. You are in charge of shifting it to something else. So in that moment, I used the opportunity to do something we've talked about on here a lot. Focus on who I want to be and how I want to be. And not in the sense of, I don't want to be somebody who eats animal crackers, but in the sense of, I'm so pumped to be on this journey to my fittest, healthiest self, and it's so worth it. And I cannot wait to see more progress and for it to feel easier. I completely removed my attention from the animal crackers. What a lot of folks will do, and it contributes to the struggle when they think they're acting on a solution, is, I'm not the kind of person who eats animal crackers. And that's the same thing as, I will not think of the pink elephant. I will not think of the pink elephant, but you're literally thinking of the pink elephant. You can starve a thought of its power, of its energy, of its intensity by removing your attention. And again, this is not a magic wand strategy. It is a practice. And everything that is a practice takes time and effort and repetition for it to feel easier. This is no different, but this is absolutely something you can practice any day, all day, throughout the day, and it will get easier as you go. If you feel like you need support in these things, if you feel like you would benefit from a coaching relationship with me, an accountability relationship with me, more specific tools, a process, a structure, think about the consistency course. It's not going to be the right step for everybody, but you will have a feeling if it's the right step for you, and you can learn more about it with the link in the show description. And we'll see you tomorrow.